You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
It's a time of the year where, as we heard last week when speaking with Dr. Moore, Finn, it could be a little bit tough for people who have asthma. We've got the rest of us, I mean, the odd sniffle or snuffle or cough. But if you are one of the around 6,000 people in Clare with the condition COPD, then you could be facing a far more difficult situation. Many thousands are even undiagnosed, according to estimates. And it's quite possible, with that in mind, that many of you listening are not getting the best possible advice on treatment options. The Asthma Society has launched a new advice line. It's free of charge, and I'll give you the number in a short while. James Gallagher is from NS. He was diagnosed with COPD in 2011. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for joining us this morning. How are you, first of all? We've heard your story before with regards to COPD. As I say, nearly 8 years now since you were diagnosed.
That's right, yeah. Well, you know, it's by being proactive and following the guidelines and the health tips and management, you know, you can manage COPD. I would say I'm in a better place now than I was in 2011, put it that way too, you know. Like in 2011, I would have been constantly getting infections that weren't inclined to go away or whatever, like, and, you know, a constant, persistent cough. You know, a racking kind of a cough, if you like, and a lot of mucus and stuff, you know.
Sure.
But then, like, having been diagnosed with COPD, you know, you have options, your choices, really. You have to have lifestyle changes, you know. You have to get proactive on it, like, watch your exercising, follow the health advice, your drugs, your inhalers, etc., you know.
Can you understand, given your own personal background and history, how it is that there could be thousands of people who haven't been diagnosed and haven't gotten themselves diagnosed?
Absolutely. You know, because I remember even back in the time, now bear in mind, I was a smoker back in my day, and I worked in the tile industry where there was lots of dust and such floating around. But I quit smoking in 2006. I was a non-smoker by the time I was diagnosed in 2011, if you understand me. And even at that stage now, you know, I wasn't inclined to blame the cigarettes or whatever. I was saying, you know, it's just, is it my aging? What's going on, you know? But I was putting up with this cough, if you like. I was accepting it and just dealing with it, like, so without realising the implications of it.
You maybe didn't realise how serious it was.
Exactly, yeah. You know, and you put it down to a smoker's cough, et cetera, et cetera, and you dismiss it, which is the wrong thing to do. If you have a persistent cough or a cough of any description like that, or you're getting breathless, finding yourself under pressure, you should go to your GP, get it assessed. You know, and if you have to be sent forward for assessment in the spirometry testing in the Microsoviet, you know, there's good professionals in there.
There's obviously if you're better now than you were 8 years ago, there's good supports available, I take it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, again, though, it's down to yourself. Like, there's a lot of people who have it, and I know I've seen people who have it, and they're confirmed as having it, and yet they're not taking any positive steps towards amending it, if you understand me. Yeah, you know, that's kind of a macho thing or whatever, or a failure to admit, like, that cigarettes are actually destroying your health.
I think it's the same with a lot of different conditions, though, to be fair.
Absolutely.
I mean, I totally agree with you, but
absolutely.
So many of us that put up with things we shouldn't put up with in our own bodies. And
exactly, you know, that's exactly it, like, and it's just about being smart and being sensible, you know, and there are things you can do, like, if you are confirmed with COPD, first thing you have to do is accept it. That's the first primary thing for me anyway. It's accepted. Take the steps necessary to prevent flare-ups if you can, such as in cold weather, like to wrap up well, layer up well with clothing, scarves, gloves, hats. You do what you got to do. Frequent hand washing. Bear in mind, most viruses are going to be picked up by hand. You know, people blame the cold, but the cold is not necessarily going to be the main cause of it. Like, viruses will be on everything, basically, from cash to shaking hands to somebody.
Of course, yeah.
So frequent hand washing is a good directive to do as well, you know. Following the legal or the medical advice that you get is imperative, you know.
Absolutely.
There's no point. If you're a smoker, you have to stop smoking. Get proactive as regards. You could do a daily exercise routine without stressing yourself, if you understand me. You can make it part of your daily activities. Like in the morning I get up, I do my own little personal routine that I do, such as push-ups, etc., you know, exercising, deep breathing techniques. Do those things frequently. You can do those things while you're watching TV, for instance. You know. But it's about being conscious of it and being proactive on it. Like, you know, you can stave off that condition for a lot of years. Because most people, if they're diagnosed, there's a panic situation, there's anxiety, they go to Google and they see Google and they read up about the end stage, and it's a terrible thing. Because, you know,
it can be very serious, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and really, like, you go to the medical professionals and follow their advice, because you can stave it off, like, but you must get proactive on it, you know.
Okay. The new helpline from the Asthma Society, 1800 832 146, sounds like it could be a welcome port to call for people who maybe are in a situation close to where you are 8 years ago then, James.
Absolutely, and I, you know, I'm so happy to hear about this number, because, and especially to be in conjunction with the Asthma Society of Ireland, where maybe now COPD might get the profile it deserves, because like 6,500 people in Clare suffering from COPD is a fairly staggering statistic.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of people out there with a lot of lung conditions, bad conditions. And, you know, the knock-on effect of that is that in turn has a knock-on effect to family members, like, you know, carers, etc., husbands, wives, sons, daughters, etc. There's a ripple effect to COPD, you know. So to be associated with Asthma Association of Ireland is a brilliant thing. I think it'll give it a much higher profile that it deserves, and take away all that stigma about cigarette smoking. Whether you were a smoker or not, nobody deserves to be struggling for air. Simple as.
Absolutely.
You know?
And just finally, I mean, and look, I hope that number goes well, 1800 832 146. I hope that people call it and get great advice and the whole lot. But you've got local supports as well, James.
We have a group going now in the COPD support group. We'll be going 5 years now, just coming August. And our numbers are growing. We have like 40 on the books at the moment. We'd have an average attendance of 25 to 28 people. We meet each Thursday in Christianhowna from 12:30 to 1:30. We do a half-hour exercise program, chit-chat after that, you know, and you can learn a lot about your condition from other people who are suffering, how it affects them in their lives, and you may be able to relate to it and understand it better, you know. And it fosters good relationships. It provides a social outlet as well. And by and large, it's a hugely positive thing, and it's working really well.
And how can people get involved with that, that local group, James?
No problem. Just welcome to drop in any time. To Christianhowna, we meet there on the Gort Road, and every Thursday from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And all are welcome. There's no big financial obligations or nothing on this. You know, we usually just contribute a euro or whatever towards coffees, teas, etc. That's about it, you know. And we do a half-hour exercise program, and we give good advice. And we're also on Facebook there. You can see Clare COPD Support Group on Facebook.
Very good.
And we've lots of useful information there about the condition, you know. And we would encourage people, above all else, like, to use this number now, because if you have any doubt whatsoever about your breathing or difficulties that you may be facing, you will get the best of all. This is a free service provided. It's a free number, so there's no financial obligation there. And you're dealing with professionals, trained professional nurses, like, so you're getting the best of advice.
Very good. Thursdays at 12:30 in Christianhowna, and Clare COPD Support Group on Facebook. James, all
That's
the best.
It. Thank you very much, Gavin.
Do take care.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. James Gallagher there. He's from Ennis, and the very best luck to him. And that number from the Asthma Society, one more time, is 1800 832 146. That's 1800 832 146.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.